You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, it only takes one. Are you the one? We've talked about so far how the religious leaders in Ezekiel's time were corrupt. The people were corrupt. The leaders didn't teach the difference between clean and unclean, holy and unholy. Didn't teach about God's Sabbaths. Claimed to have false visions and lies, divining lies, prophecies, and how it's the same way today, exact same thing going on. And this is why God searches for a righteous person that he can use to save his people, and this is why it is so important to love his ways. Ezekiel 22 verse 30 tells us, "So I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and would stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found no one. Therefore, I have poured out my indignation on them. I have consumed them with fire, the fire of my wrath, and I have recompensed their deeds on their own heads, says the Lord God." So God searched for one righteous person. One righteous person that he could use to stand in the gap. And there was none. So what did he do when he couldn't find it? He destroyed him. Jeremiah was told if he could find one man that was righteous and taught the truth, Jerusalem would be pardoned. Here's another example, same thing. Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 1. "Run to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, see now and know, and seek in her open places if you can find a man. If there is anyone who executes judgment, who seeks the truth, and I will pardon her. Though they say, as the Lord lives, surely they swear falsely." So just like today, you got people out there saying, "Oh, that we love the Lord, as the Lord lives, God says, blah, blah, blah." And there's not one righteous man out there that God can use. King Asa was condemned because he trusted men and man's ways and not God. This is a reoccurring theme over and over in the Bible. 2 Chronicles 16:9 says, "For the eyes of the Lord run true to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. In this you have done foolishly, therefore from now on you shall have wars." So God searches the earth, the hearts and the minds of men that are righteous, that love him, that obey him, that study his laws, that are willing to be used by God to teach others that love him. You know, there's all kinds of people out there searching. They don't necessarily even know what they're searching for, but they know they don't have it. They know that they're not satisfied. They know that there's something else out there. So they run around from one church to the other. I call it church shopping. They run around. They get home and say, "Well, honey, what did you think?" "Oh, they were so nice. I felt really good there." Or, "Well, not one person come up and shook my hand. They were rude and crude. Let's not go back there anymore." You should be saying, "Did they teach God's word?" Yes, it's good if they're nice and friendly, but did they teach God's word? Contact us if that's what you want. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.